This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've gotten some insights into the fortunes of a couple of key technology companies as they have reported earnings this week. One key insight in particular, how many people use their services? Snap, the owner of Snapchat, lost 2 million daily active users in its most recent quarter. Twitter saw its active user base drop as it boots more fake accounts. We'll get Facebook's active user count when it reports earnings next week. But as important as they are to the companies, though, those user counts might actually be more important to investors. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, they're nothing without their users.
Social media companies spend a ton of money and time and effort trying to draw in active users.
Karen North is a professor at USC's Annenberg School. Twitter broadcasts football games to draw in more people. Facebook has had actual online ad campaigns.
Chairs are for people. And that is why chairs are like Facebook.
But the best and often main way to get more active users is through the ones you got.
I want to use Snapchat or Facebook because my friends are using it.
Dean Eccles is a professor at MIT's Sloan School. So to the extent they care about total users, social media companies focus on existing user engagement.
Are people sharing things that their friends are going to want to see? How many users on Snap are actually sending new snaps?
In fact, those metrics can be more informative as to the health of a company than its total user base. Brian Weiser is with Pivotal Research. He says it's a little misguided to obsess about changes in total number of active users.
I think sometimes this gets overstated in importance from quarter to quarter by investors.
Advertisers, the people who are paying Facebook or Twitter money, he says don't change their ad spend based on a social media company's changing total user base.
Specific number of users in a given quarter isn't particularly important.
And Twitter, for example, often reaches more people than its users would suggest. Again, Karen North.
Most of us, the bigger audience, we don't need to be on Twitter to hear about what happened on Twitter.
Meaning that a company's total number of active users doesn't tell the whole story. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.